Well, it's time to discuss some of the big issues facing the world with the one and only Alex Tselios from thebigsmoke.com.au. G'day, Alex.
Hello.
Aloneness. Tell us about this new era of aloneness.
So one of my favourite quotes is from Albert Einstein, who said that he lives in that solitude, which is painful in youth but delicious in the years of maturity. And it's an interesting thought, because a lot of times we talk about the loneliness epidemic and we talk about how social media is contributing to that. Mm. But the flip side of that is that we're becoming more and more comfortable with being alone. And being alone and doing things solo that have traditionally been done with friends or partners is becoming not only popular but a huge business opportunity for a lot of companies. So, for example, more women and millennials are traveling alone. So they're doing a lot of vacations, and therefore there's a lot of marketing around tours and activities in different countries that they can be a part of, so that they meet people. And in the same way, you know, once upon a time you'd see somebody eating alone at night and you'd think they're probably in town on business. Mm. That actually is becoming more popular to just do. Same as going to the theatre and movies. So we're becoming, you know, focused on this currency of being solo, and that's okay. And that doesn't mean we're lonely necessarily. And I think people are becoming a lot more in tune with that. But my theory is this. I like being alone.
Mm.
I love, if I have a choice between going out or staying at home, I'll stay at home. And I actually think that I don't ever feel lonely, because I'm actually always talking to my friends.
Yeah.
So we're all on Messenger, we're all texting, we're all checking each other's Facebooks and Instagrams. So we're probably more connected than ever. And for somebody who's a little bit more reclusive like I am, that's enough. And
yeah,
that kind of works.
I get that.
I don't think I'd travel alone. I don't think I would. And I don't think I'd go to dinner on my own.
See, I love going to the movies by myself. I think it's the best way to enjoy a movie, because you haven't got somebody nattering in your ear while you're doing it. I don't mind eating alone. I'd rather do it with somebody else. But traveling alone is something that I would like to do. But this is where I see the opportunity for businesses in a couple of ways. Is that, like, I love going on cruises. But to book a cruise as a single person in a single cabin is prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
Going to the supermarket and buying one piece of steak or one piece of chicken is impossible. You know, there are so many opportunities that that businesses could target people that do like their solitude.
And I think that's the thing, and I think companies are starting to realise that. There was a survey done in Britain, and it was on whether or not you enjoy doing certain activities alone. And 80% of people in the survey said they actually prefer to do certain things, like going on vacation alone. So you're right there. So I think it's actually quite a comforting thought as well, because loneliness becomes such a fear for so many people that maybe if we can embrace solitude as a luxury, we might be a little bit more cognizant of the fact that it's not the worst thing that happens.
Yeah, indeed. Now, one thing that a lot of people are afraid of is going to the dentist, and maybe there might be a way to avoid the dentist.
Yes. So stories like this are always so exciting, and then I always have to preface it by saying that this is research that's been conducted and published, but not necessarily going to be in your supermarket anytime soon. So scientists in China developed a gel that can regrow tooth enamel. The theory around it is that it's actually a way to solve the issues around cavities and the dental industry, and being able to self-repair rather than be putting foreign materials in our teeth and trying to artificially fix them. So they're saying that cavities, being one of the most prevalent chronic diseases in humans, could be solved by using this gel. And some people are even saying that the gel can be used in conjunction or in replacement of toothpaste. And they did this successfully on mice. And I kind of think it's so cute, little mice teeth being given gels and then regrowing their tooth enamel. But it worked. And actually, the study found that the mice had their tooth enamel grow within 48 hours. So it's not, you know, a long time to see results. So this could be a great option, and they're going through now the next testing stage to see if they can mimic this and replicate it for humans.
Okay, all right. That sounds like fascinating research. Now tell us, why are British police giving their body cam footage to Facebook?
So the first thing you think of when you hear this is, oh gosh, more data being shared that shouldn't be shared. But actually, this is actually a very good thing. So when the mosque attacks happened in March, and the gunman was using Facebook to live stream the attack, Facebook failed in taking down that video quickly. Unfortunately, the video was then glorified and shared and became a viral video on social media, even when the original footage was removed. The problem around it is that Facebook's algorithm doesn't necessarily pick up certain video footage when it's from a certain perspective of shooting or a perspective of filming. And so that's why a lot of videos don't get taken down quickly when they're recorded, for example, watching a fight happen in the street,
yep.
Things like that. So they're being incorrectly detected and they're not taken down. So this is a way of actually trying to change this and train the algorithm. So by the UK Metropolitan Police giving Facebook that footage, it helps train the AI.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. That's a very, very good idea. Obviously, it's going to take time for the data bank to build up, but you never know. Maybe Australian police could be doing the same soon.
And not being too cynical, but I feel like it's a very, a tangible way of Facebook trying to show good faith, saying we're trying to do better. We're partnering with police to do better, and then maybe that will help repair a bit of their reputation.
Okay. Now, last but not least, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. Surely KFC doesn't belong on a donut.
I get so grossed out by some of the hybrid meals and even, you know, how they do these milkshakes with donuts sitting in cream and chocolate pouring everywhere like a lava. It's not enticing, but KFC recently released in America this donut. It's a glazed donut, like a Krispy Kreme type thing, and it has a chicken steak in it, or fried chicken in it, and people are going viral about that. That's actually not that unique. Dunkin' Donuts in America, which is not, I don't think we even have one here, but they actually had brought out a bacon and egg donut roll a few years ago. But we see these fast food chains trying to be innovative. So don't forget, Pizza Hut came up with a pizza in the 80s, and it actually had little chicken nuggets embedded in the crust all around the pizza. And then they've done things like, for example, the bacon and chocolate ice cream sundae from Burger King. And then we've seen, for example, McDonald's try to be fancy by promoting lobster rolls. And then Pizza Hut had their Kit Kat Pop, which were like little pizza dough rolls with Kit Kats in there melted. And I think the thing around it is that they do it because it brings people in to try it from a gimmick perspective.
Yeah.
But then I think people who like fast food tend to stick to what they like.
Yeah.
They, you know, you've got the Big Mac fans and the people that just love the cheeseburgers or whatever it is. So I think it's just nothing more than clever marketing to get us talking about the brands, which we do.
I'll take a Harry's Cafe to Wheel Pies any day.
Me too. Love Harry.
Good on you, Alex. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks so much.
Alex Selios from thebigsmart.com.au.